Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We know and love Zaka, an incredible, incredible organization doing really the most amazing work. And it is my pleasure this morning to welcome two members of the Zaka team to the Morning Mayhem. And a very, very good morning to the head of operations for Zaka South Africa, Joshua Green, as well as the director for Zaka South Africa, Daniel Foreman. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So Zaka has just launched. Well, first of all, let's start off. Let's start with you, Joshua. Just for anyone who doesn't know, what is Zaka?
I'll actually let Dan answer that question. Because he's the one that started it in South Africa and brought it here. So Dan, go for it.
So just for anyone who doesn't know what Zaka is, give us a brief overview.
Especially South Africa fills in the gap between the emergency response and the end of incident. So, for example, if there's a call for better fight for car accidents, you have the emergency response that will come and do what they need to do. And if God forbid there's a death that requires a cleanup, Zaka will respond and take care of that until the absolute end of the incident. We have a search and rescue team that that's training up to be ready to deploy to any kind of disaster that requires technical rescue. We have now the fire containment team, the fire containment unit that will deploy to contain the fire until the city arrives. And then we have a number of small other sessions like relief and population intelligence.
All right. So it's really a disaster management. It's disaster management and containment. Let's just talk about this, the idea to launch a division, a fire containment unit. Where did this, you guys clearly saw a need for this in Johannesburg?
Yeah, Howard, about a year and a bit ago, there was a fire in the community, and we kind of stood there helplessly, you know, looking at this fire, waiting for the city to arrive. And it started off as a small fire that was very much potentially containable. Due to the fact we didn't have a hydrant, we didn't have a fire truck on scene, we kind of sat there with a couple of extinguishers, you know, some civil like-minded people, and there wasn't much we could do. And we literally sat there and watched this house burn to the ground. It was after that, it was a Shabbos morning. It was after that that a few of us decided that this could never happen again. And it was literally that Sunday morning that we started getting this FCU, this fire containment unit, into motion. And it's been a bit of a journey. We soft launched it to the various internal response teams. And this weekend now we decided to push it out there to the entire community.
So what does it mean? What is it? What happens? How do you bridge this gap?
So we've made it very, very clear, or trying to make it very, very clear to the community, that it's a fire containment unit. We're not firefighters. We're not coming in, running into burning buildings. It's not what we do. Our mandate is to respond and try and be first on scene and immediately start spraying water on the fire and around the fire. The idea is to contain, literally, in the name of the unit, contain the fire, stop it spreading to the neighbors. And obviously, if we can extinguish the fire, if it's small enough, then that's best case scenario. But the idea is just to prevent further loss of life, God forbid, and further damage to property.
So you would advise people, if they're in a situation where they see a fire spreading within their home or office or wherever they are, to call both Zaka as well as the fire brigade. It is not an alternative to the Johannesburg Fire Services.
So absolutely correct. So it's not an alternative. We absolutely need the fire services to be there. However, we know that unfortunately there is a slight delay. So the idea is that by calling the joint CSO Zaka control room, what you automatically do is that it will automatically dispatch the fire containment unit and the control room themselves will automatically call the fire department on your behalf.
Okay.
So you almost kill two birds with one stone by making one phone call.
So your phone, your immediate, it almost that now this becomes your emergency number for fire containment. That's very, very comforting that there's a number that you can call that you know is going to be answered and that will assist in this regard, because whilst you're dealing with other things, the control room is going to access the fire brigade and also arrive on scene to be able to assist during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. One phone call and then you can, you know, deal with whatever you have to deal with in terms of getting your family to safety. And that control room is manned 24/7. By professionally trained staff. They'll pick up that phone within one or two rings and they'll deal with it, and they'll dispatch all the various relevant services that need to be there, whether it's the police, whether it's Metro, fire, etc. And that's really the idea of this unit. It's just to stop this loss of life and loss of property from happening while we wait. There's nothing worse than sitting waiting for someone to come and help you.
Yeah.
And we want to be that, you know, we want to fill that void.
And we have seen an increased number of fires, certainly within the Jewish community neighborhoods. Is there a reason for that?
Hard to say a reason for it, I'd say. I think fire awareness is a very important aspect. You know, what to do, how to do it. Are you making sure you've got the right equipment in your home? Do you understand what to do when there's a fire? And the biggest, most important question, do you know who to call when there's a fire? You know, and I think that by our little marketing campaign that we did yesterday, and just general awareness continuing on, the idea is to teach the community, call this number, we're there to help. We'll handle everything else that happens thereafter. In other words, the control will make sure everyone needs to be there. Call the number and then get your family out to safety.
Absolutely incredible. Such a powerful and important message, and certainly comes as it's such a comfort, because when we had that, in fact there was one evening that I'm aware of a couple of weeks ago where there were two fires that were happening in homes in the neighborhood, and what I realized on a personal level then is I wasn't sure what to do. You know, we're so confused, unfortunately, because of lack of service delivery, and that's not what this discussion is about at all, and I don't want to go there, but the reality is that in many ways, community and amazing organizations have stepped up to take care of us and take care of each other, because of the void. And I realized then, that evening a couple of weeks ago, that fire is most definitely one of them, and to hear about Zaka working closely with the CSO around this is absolutely phenomenal, and something that I certainly am deeply grateful for it's just really phenomenal. If people want to support this initiative, how do they go about doing that?
So we've just busy finishing setting up our fundraising pages and stuff like that. Right. And there will be more marketing going out to the community with, you know, those details in the very near future. Where they can help us and support us. And I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, we do have a very good, close working relationship with the city of Johannesburg. And the idea here is like you said, you know, service delivery. It's not to put them down in any way. It's on the contrary. It's to fill that void. And as soon as they do arrive on scene, you know, we kind of hand over to them and say, hey guys, let us know how we can continue helping you. I wanted to emphasize.
Yes,
that.
No, I think that is very important, and certainly what we've seen, even if I just take it one step removed, is we speak here on the show once a month to the captain of at the Sandringham Police Station, and what he speaks about anecdotally in terms of crime and community initiatives, how it's helped bring down crime in the area, because the facilities of the official facilities working together with the private sector and with community is when we see the most success. It's not working against each other, but working together to try and provide the best service with the simple, very, very simple goal of saving lives and making sure that that we all thrive within our community. So well done to you. Well done to Zaka. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a problem with speaking to Daniel Foreman. We could hear him in the beginning, but somehow we lost that call along the way. But well done to you guys, and keep up the amazing work that you are doing.